WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In 1961, saxophonist Stan Getz and composer Eddie Sauter made an album called Focus. Sauter wrote glossy music for orchestra, and Getz improvised solos over the top. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says it's one of the most successful records combining jazz and strings. Soon after, Getz hit it big with the bossa nova craze. In 1965, while he was still riding high, he reunited with Eddie Sauter to do the score for the film Mickey One. That music has just been reissued. Kevin has a review.
Arthur Penn's film Mickey One is a tall story about existential dread. Warren Beatty plays a downbeat nightclub comic with mob connections who runs away to become Joe Nobody just in case somebody's after him. The movie has a stark black and white look, peppered with a little loony symbolism. A blinding spotlight from a theater balcony stands in for an indifferent god. Mickey One is expressionistic and excessive, but it has a feverish quality all its own. One the music helps create. Composer Eddie Sauter and improviser Stan Getz. Their easygoing album Focus has been reissued many times. The soundtrack to Mickey One is now being reissued for the first time ever, with numerous alternate takes as a bonus. The score has many lovely episodes, but it plays more like Focus's grotesque twin, locked away in an attic for decades. Stan Getz, in effect, portrays the panic-stricken Mickey on saxophone, counterpoint to Warren Beatty playing him on screen. Getz made the most of the role. Playing Mickey took him back to his own scrappy younger days and on out to some new territory. You can imagine the puzzlement of record buyers who only knew him from The Girl from Ipanema. Eddie Sauter quotes a lot of musical styles in Mickey One, an idea that wouldn't become a trend until the 1980s. Like many new ideas, it was an old idea. Charles Ives was quoting hymns and patriotic songs for specific effect 100 years ago. In the 1940s, Carl Stalling used bits of jukebox hits and popular classics in a similar way, writing music for Warner Brothers cartoons. Stalling's scores were a running series of musical gags that mirrored the action on screen. The Mickey One soundtrack is a more low-key workout on the same idea, with that added 60s touch of Stan Getz improvising in character. He treats Eddie Sauter's charts like they're the demons on Mickey's trail. In many ways, the movies and jazz grew up together. The film Close Up came along around the same time as the extended jazz solo, and jazz showed movie makers and actors how to improvise within an intricate framework. In that light, Getz's improvising here, drawing on his own past, becomes a metaphor for Warren Beatty's method acting. The movie Mickey 1 has a much better reputation now than when it was first released, and now may be the time for its outlandish music. Eddie Sauter pokes fun at Stan Getz's meal ticket, Bossa Nova, but most every style gets exaggerated. The love themes are a little too lush, although Getz plays beautifully. The swinging big band bits sound like a parody of lurid jazz soundtracks for films like this one about showbiz sleaze and the underclass. Like the movie, the music pushes things to their limits. This is the kind of wacko project where someone says, decades from now, people will think this is brilliant. They were right.
Kevin Whitehead is the author of New Dutch Swing. He reviewed Mickey 1, featuring Stan Getz on the Verve label.